Hi, my name is Logan.
No way! My name's Logan, too! Do you know what that makes us?
What's that?
Logan squared!
Uh-oh.
So, if you were to pick your favorite fast food place, what would you choose, then?
Taco Bell, probably.
What?
Taco Bell would be my favorite fast food.
Ew! Not Chick-fil-A?
Well, Chick-fil-A not really considered fast food, but I guess it is.
But it is.
Yeah, so maybe then Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
When I think of fast food, I don't think of Chick-fil-A for some reason.
Well, because Chick-fil-A...
It's because it's so different from all the other ones.
Well, their chicken tastes the most real, so it makes me think that it's healthy.
Yeah.
So I go there like once a week at least, which is probably really unhealthy, but whatever.
Like, for me, Chick-fil-A is so different from all the other ones. Like, McDonald's, like, oh, here's some crappy fries with lots of salt. And Chick-fil-A is like, oh, thank you for coming here. Here's your food, you know?
Okay. Here, so what is your least favorite fast food place?
Probably McDonald's.
Okay, yeah. I can agree with that.
It just makes me sick. Like, the French fries, I guess, are good, but they're just super salty. I don't really like super salty things.
It's too much. I can't eat McDonald's because I gave it up for a year. And after eating a chicken nugget after that year, I almost threw up.
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, the chicken nuggets were so good.
Yeah, I don't get that.
But now, like, you see that they're all, like, the only three shapes, and it's kind of gross.
It's nasty.
I have to eat McDonald's on the way down to Florida every single year with my family, and that's not great.
I wouldn't eat if I went with your family.
That's what
I
go,
wouldn't eat.
I get root beer, some fries. If I get chicken nuggets, I get a lot of dipping sauce, and then I get, like, a McFlurry.
But for me, it's not even just the taste of the chicken nuggets. It's, like, the texture, too. It's like getting chicken nuggets at the school lunch.
It's just gross because they all look exactly the same, and that's just...
And they're rubbery on the inside.
I mean, like, where...
They're squishy.
Where my grandma lives, like, Wendy's is the best because it's all just farms there. So you know you're getting, like, really fresh meat. And the chicken will be, like, coming out of the bun. That was always really good.
I do like Wendy's, actually.
Recently, their french fries have been getting way too salty for me. I don't like it.
That's true. I feel like the top three for me, typically, Chick-fil-A definitely number one, for sure. And then it's probably Wendy's and Dairy Queen Tide.
Yeah. Taco Bell's probably my second favorite then. It'd be Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, and then maybe Wendy's or Burger King. I don't know.
You know what really gets me about Taco Bell? So, in our town, you've got Chick-fil-A, and then on the other side of the street, you got Taco Bell. So, like, you go from this place where they're like, oh, my pleasure, can I do anything else for you? Oh my gosh, something was wrong. Here, I'll give you this for free. And then you go to Taco Bell, and it's like they chuck your food into the bag and throw it at you into your car and say thanks.
Well, one of my favorite experiences ever from Taco Bell is that I was seeing a play, and it was Enchanted April, the one that you were in. I was seeing a play, and me, Matt, and Clayton all said, oh, let's go to Taco Bell, it'll be fast. That's pretty cheap because at the time they had a really good $5 meal. So we stopped there and we go in. We make the mistake of going in, I should say, because I didn't want to drive and eat. We go in there, we order, and we're sitting down for a while. Like, two people come in and order their food and get it before us. And we're like, okay, there's something wrong here. We go up and they totally forgot our order. Like, we paid and everything, but they totally forgot our order. And we were so mad. And now every single time I have Matt in the car, he goes, ugh, Taco Bell. And I'm like, what's wrong with Taco Bell? And he goes, remember that one time when we were going to go see that play?
They do have, like, the worst service. And then there's, like, Arby's.
Oh, yeah.
Arby's is just kind of there. Like, I really have no opinion on Arby's.
Like,
if I'm
chicken.
Really hungry and I've eaten too much Chick-fil-A that week and I'm like, oh, Arby's is right there and I haven't had it for, like, a long time, I might go to Arby's just because their curly fries are pretty good.
I was bored at work one day, and I was thinking through all the fast food chains and what I liked most about each place. And Arby's, I think, was, like, my favorite chicken.
Really?
That or Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen is really good chicken. French fries was, like, for a while, it was Burger King. I really liked their fries.
I've only eaten at Burger King once when I was really little.
When I was little...
I haven't gone back.
My favorite thing about Burger King when I was little... said every time I'd order something, they'd always throw in something else, which is, like, really bad. Because, like, what if someone's allergic to something they threw in by accident? But I'd get, like, I don't know, French fries, and it must be, like, one onion ring in there.
Well, you know, the specific Dairy Queen that I'm not going to name which Dairy Queen it is, because that's mean. The specific Dairy Queen that we had a lot of problems at recently.
Yesterday.
The one night, my family went through, and it was probably, like, 15 minutes until they closed. And they say, oh, we already closed down our registers. It's on us. And it was a pretty big order, too.
That's
so they
nice.
Just, like, paid for our food. And I was like, I wonder if your boss knows about this, because you're missing out on a lot of money right now just telling people that they're getting their food free. Like, it was food and ice cream.
Dang.
So that was
the one good experience you had with that.
But that wasn't a good experience just because my parents used to own a Dairy Queen. So it's like, dang, if someone did that at my parents' Dairy Queen 15 minutes before they were supposed to close, my parents would be so mad. Like, we used to take people after we closed, like a few minutes after if they came through.
I know it's annoying coming last minute, but sometimes it's like, it'll be 15 minutes till the closing and the people get really, really mad at you. And you're like, okay, if I would have come like 2 minutes before closing, I understand you getting mad, but 15 minutes...
It's not okay to get mad at all, though, because, like, you work in this place, you're getting paid by them, and you're complaining that they gave you the hours that you needed?
Well,
like, seriously?
My job's not fast food, but, like, we work with, like, people, and when people come in at 6 o'clock, we leave at 6, usually, or we want to leave at 6. But someone will come in at 6 o'clock, or, like, 6:05 or 6:10, and then they have to fill out all this paperwork and everything, and we don't get out of there until, like, 6:30, because then the dog's there. We have to go take the dog outside and everything. So it's just really frustrating for us, because
yeah,
it's, like, it's a whole hour
closed.
After. But we don't want to be, like, especially with, like, we have daycare dogs that come in, and some people call us and go, oh, we're going to be 10 minutes late, and that's not as annoying as someone dropping off their dog
yeah.
10 minutes late, but it still is kind of frustrating, because sometimes I have places to be, and I have to go home and shower really fast and leave. And then it's like, oh, now I only have 2 minutes to go home and shower.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if you're going to be working in a fast food place, like, either you're a high schooler looking for a first job, or you're someone who's just, like, slowing down and needs to make some extra cash, whatever it is. I feel like if you're going to work in fast food, you need to have the right, like,
attitude.
Personality. You need to be a personable person. And if you're not, then it's just going to ruin the experience for everyone, and they're not going to come back.
That's what's really good about Chick-fil-A, is how they have, like, really, really intense interviews. Like, I know someone that applied for Chick-fil-A and they didn't make it in, and they're, like, a really, really nice person. And I was really surprised by that. Maybe that just... near us that they're like super strict with that, but
they're very adamant, and they're even their training is very like, you have to be nice, you have to have good customer service, and I feel like that's a given, you know, like if you're gonna be working with people, you have to be good at working with people. And I feel like a lot of these fast food places, they just don't think about that, and that's what's so great about Chick-fil-A. And it's not even just like, sometimes it's not even the service. Sometimes the issue is the actual product.
Are we going to go into that right now, the Dairy Queen issue?
It's an issue. That is a serious problem, and it should be fixed. I'm still considering calling the manager.
So we just went to Dairy Queen yesterday, the one that's right by us. That
don't say the location.
I'm not going to say the location. But it's really close to us, and I've been there many times. And
oh,
I've
so have I.
Enjoyed it many times, too, but I feel like a lot more recently, it's not been too great. And yesterday, I had hot fudge on my chicken strips, and I don't really like chocolate, so that was kind of like, I did not like that.
Hold on. We gotta go back to the beginning, though, because, like, I was really craving Dairy Queen chicken tenders and fries. That is, like, one of my favorite things to eat. So, because I grew up in the Dairy Queen. Like, my parents owned a Dairy Queen the first 16 years of my life. I'm very critical of how Dairy Queens are. But this Dairy Queen, you don't even have to be critical. Okay? It's just bad sometimes. So,
and I don't know, this Dairy Queen, you know, like the whole Blizzard thing where, like, oh, you hand it to them upside down or whatever. You, like, do, like, the flip upside down. They've never done that.
They don't have to because they have the signs up that say.
Yeah, they have the signs up, like, oh, for your whatever.
It's for fast service.
Yeah, but, like, that was always, like, something that bugged me. I was, like, just, I never really cared. But knowing that was the only Dairy Queen I've ever been to that really haven't done that, that was just kind of odd to me.
It is really difficult, though. I will vouch for that. When they started that at our Dairy Queen, it took a few months, and then we, like, put up that sign. Because it does become difficult to do it at drive-thru when you're trying to, when you've got cars wrapped around the building.
Well, it's not drive-thru. It was just every time I went in.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the first time I saw it. The first time I saw it, I was like, what are you doing? I had no idea that was a thing of, like, turning it upside down. And I never knew it was a thing for drive-thru. It makes sense for them not to do it through drive-thru, but if you're, like, dining in, I feel like it should be a thing. I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, so I drive us up to Dairy Queen, and I go to the little, like, what is it, intercom thing, and I say, hi, can I get 2 4-piece chicken strip baskets? And they were like, do you want drinks with that? And I said, root beer with one of them and unsweetened iced tea with the other. And they go, oh, we don't have any more unsweetened iced tea. I was like, okay, I'll just get a bottled water. We ran out of that. Okay, then I'll take nothing. So then I say, can I get those without toast? Because neither of us will eat the toast. And I said, one with ranch, one with buffalo sauce. And they're like, okay. So we pull around. And I kid you not, I'm pretty sure, like, almost positive, the thing they must have been waiting on, because it took, like, a little while. There was only one other car in line. So it took a pretty long while, considering we were the only ones. But the problem is, all our food was cold, except for the one thing we didn't ask for. They gave us toast that was hot. I was like, I'm pretty sure that they were waiting on our toast that we didn't order. So that made me upset. And then we opened our baskets. The ranch is in this, like, dinky little cup. And I was like, they must have ran out of ranch. Whatever. He pulls out his buffalo sauce, and there's hot fudge on it. On his chicken strips.
Yeah, it was dripped on my chicken strips and also dripped on the toast that I didn't really want. So I had to, like, eat around it.
It was awful. And it really, really bothered me. So today, I was like, you know what's kind of sucky? Oh, yeah, and all our food was cold. Like, nothing was fresh. The fries weren't even done all the way.
And so the bill was, like, $18, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was so expensive, too. I was like, what the heck? So today, I was like, you know what sucks? I'm really craving Dairy Queen because I feel like I didn't have good quality Dairy Queen yesterday. So we go to Dairy Queen, a different one, of course. And, I would say, like, a lot better.
I have never had Dairy Queen French fries this good before. Yeah. I've always gone to that Dairy Queen because I've always gotten the chicken basket. And the fries were always, like, undercooked.
Subpar.
Yeah, and this time, like, they were, like, I don't know, it was, like, the perfect marshmallow-type French fry where it's, like, the golden.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the edges were, like, darker than, like, the other, like, the middle of the French fry.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Not only did they look good, but they were hot.
Yeah.
Like, there was steam coming off my chicken. It was so hot.
You burnt your tongue.
Yeah, and my tongue got burnt. But, like, it was a good kind of burnt. You know, like, everything was so incredibly fresh. And with a Blizzard and 2 chicken strip baskets, it was $18 yesterday. 2 chicken strip baskets and sundaes and drinks for both of us today, and it was $12.
Yeah.
So there was that too, and just like everything was so much better today. They had unsweetened iced tea at the second Dairy Queen.
You weren't expecting it either. You're like, oh, I kind of want root beer, but I'm going to ask for the unsweetened iced tea just to see if they have it.
Yeah.
And so, they did. So
and like, I get it. Like, Dairy Queen's like fresh brew, their unsweetened iced tea. Like, I would know. My family owned one. So they're literally just being lazy. Like, when we would run out of tea bags, someone would drive up to Giant Eagle and get tea bags. So, like, whatever. It was literally just Lipton tea. Sorry, little Dairy Queen exposure. They use Lipton tea bags. But
the little notification, Dairy Queen wants to know your location.
Yeah. But, like, it really grinds my gears, and it's mostly with Dairy Queen just because I am very critical, but, like, I feel like anyone would be upset about that. Like, what if he was allergic to chocolate, you know? Like,
which is not really a normal thing, but...
yeah, but still, that could be a problem, and, like, they literally just... how did they not see that there was hot fudge, like, all over your basket?
Did I ever tell you, back in middle school, we had to do that, like, chocolate sale, you know? We'd go to house to house and ask if they wanted to buy, like, the $1 chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing it with my sister. This had to be, like, 7th grade because she was in 6th grade. We both had to sell chocolate. We were going around, and it was, like, literally 2 doors down from us. We knock on the door. A woman opens it up and goes, "Our entire family's allergic to chocolate," and just slams the door. And we're like, okay, just a simple no would have been fine.
See, what if they had gotten the hot fudge in their chicken strip basket?
But we called to see if the manager was there, but he wasn't.
Yeah, I do know the owner of that specific establishment. And my mom told me to contact him, and I think I might, because that's just... that isn't cool, and I don't think there were any managers on the shift, which is also another issue. You're supposed to have at least one manager at every shift. Even, like, the service was kind of... it was very, like, short-ended, like, here you go. Here. And I was like... like, I even knew the person working, which kind of bothered me a little more. But then, like, I knew the person working at the other one, and they were like... oh, hi, how are you? So, just, like, even the service, and the first one was kind of understaffed, and you could tell the second one had plenty of people working. It's just all around a much better experience the second time.
And something that I was looking at, too, there is, I don't know, yesterday, how many cars were in front of us? Were there any cars in front of us?
There was one, but it pulled away. When we were coming up.
Yeah, and I know there was one car behind us, because remember we...
but they didn't get there for a while.
Yeah, because we parked and they were, like, ordering, basically, when we were eating.
Yeah.
But the one we went to today, that one was at least 4 or 5 cars behind us.
Oh, yeah.
And there were cars in front of us. And we had a lot better service.
Yeah, they were moving right along. It's just... the one complaint we had about today was that your chicken tenders were little.
They were so dinky. Like, they, like, I could have, like, combined all of them to make, like, 2 chicken strips, maybe. But they did taste a lot better, so I wasn't really complaining. And I got a lot of French fries.
Oh, me too.
So I was like, okay, the French fries would kind of fill me up, and the French fries were amazingly good.
Yeah, I got a lot of fries, and the sundaes we got were good.
Yeah, I was really happy about the sundaes.
I honestly was just really happy with that all-around experience, and I'm really upset about yesterday's. It makes me really sad. I don't know. I feel like just going back to it, fast food restaurants.
Like, they're all very different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember Arby's, what's up with the horsey sauce? Like, have you ever heard that going... What the hell is that?
Yeah.
Because I used to go there with, like, a group of our friends before we would, like, kind of mess around in the woods and stuff like that. It was like, it sounds wrong.
We would do ghosts
in the graveyard and stuff like that. Like, we would go to Arby's and get a bunch of food. And we would be annoying as crap, but no one would ever tell us off, which was really nice. I felt so bad. Like, that's the thing with, like, non-fast food restaurants. If I'm there with a lot of people, I always leave a big tip.
Yeah, same.
Like, I always feel so bad, especially, like, when I'd go with, like, my youth group friends and we were all being super loud. I was like, teenagers usually don't tip that well, so I'm going to leave a big tip.
Yeah, a big issue with that was Steak and Shake or, like, Applebee's after a football game.
Would you consider Steak and Shake fast food?
I was thinking about that. I mean, it's definitely not fast.
It's not fast at all.
It literally takes forever. Like, we used to go there after football games with, like, a bunch of band kids, or, like, after theater. And, oh my gosh, I've never had such slow service. And we'd just get, like, a few burgers and milkshakes. And the milkshakes half the time would come out after the food.
Yeah. I know something my mom does that's really weird is that when we go to a drive-thru and get food, she takes out her phone, looks at Facebook, and there was one day we were waiting for our food, at Steak and Shake.
Oh, no.
And she was doing this thing where, like, she'd lightly, like, lift her foot off the gas. So she just kind of, like, inch forward a little bit. She kept on doing it. And I didn't really think anything of it because I think I was playing, like, Pokemon Go on my phone or something. But all of a sudden, I hear, like, boom. And we hit a truck in front of us. I was like, oh, jeez. I was really, because it was one of those, like, really tall trucks. And I was like, oh, hopefully he sees it's just, like, my mom and doesn't, like, do anything. And he walks out. He, like, looks at it, kind of, like, shrugs, gets back in. You know, like, those little, like, metal, like, bob things on the end of them? Like,
yeah,
little, like,
yeah.
Hitches? That was the only part that my mom hit. It was, like, it indented her license plate really badly.
Yeah.
And it was, like, that was the only part of the truck it hit, so it was completely fine. It was just my mom's car that, like, the license plate was completely bent inward. But, yeah, it was a really long time in that drive-thru, too.
Yeah, I remember one time I went to Steak and Shake, and we only ordered 2 milkshakes, and it literally took, like, probably over 20 minutes. I'm not even joking.
Like, I've gone there when they're completely dead. Like, it
yeah.
makes sense when there's a lot of people there, but it's the same exact time when there's a lot of people compared to just you.
True.
It's the same time.
Yeah, that was why we usually went to Applebee's, because it might not be, like, the most top-notch quality food, but they're open late, and their service there is so good. Like, everyone is so nice. And, like, we'd come in after BAM with 20-plus people, and they'd be like, hey, guys! And it'd be, like, an hour before they're closing, and they know they've got big orders coming in, and they were so nice, even though they knew, like, oh, my gosh, a bunch of teenagers coming in. Like, they never had a bad attitude about it.
That's a good thing about Taco Bell is it's open really late. Like,
yeah.
How long is it open? Is it open 24 hours?
I think it used to be, because I made the joke. I was like, Taco Bell could literally be open from, like, 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. and still get just as much service.
Because I always like that. Because I can go there really, really late. Like, McDonald's is open 24 hours, but like I said, I get really sick. I'm surprised I haven't gotten sick at Taco Bell. I think Taco Bell should go back to, like, there was a time, I believe, where they had a different $5 meal every month. And I loved that. But then they just kept the chalupa. And now it's a little bit different. I think they have, like, the chalupa box and something else. But it's, like, chalupa or nacho fries, basically. And I don't really like either of those. I loved the triple-double crunch wrap. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I love Taco Bell's $5 boxes, but I just wish they had more.
Yeah. I don't know. I think...
getting hungry.
I honestly think that... if Chick-fil-A had, like, a $4 or $5 menu or, like, a dollar menu, all of their fast food places would go out of business. Like, literally, Chick-fil-A is so superior. And you don't even realize that they're fast food, but they are so fast.
They
like,
are
the food is
really
so
fast.
Good, and they got that, like, double drive-thru thing going, and it's, like, really working.
And even
for them.
When the line gets really long, they send people out there with iPads.
Right, my sister works at Chick-fil-A, and she was, like, I called her today, and I was like, what are you up to? And she goes, well, I just stood outside for 5 hours taking orders. And I was like, dang, it was, like, pretty cold outside today. But they, like, put them in coats and stuff, and they're like, go on. And like, they're all so happy. Like, our friend, she, I think you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, Grace.
Yeah, she's always so happy. Like, even when she's not at work, though, she's just such a happy person, and she's like... the perfect person I would imagine to work at Chick-fil-A. Even my sister, like, she's so happy, and my brother-in-law.
I always think, or people always say, I don't like Chick-fil-A because it's so expensive. But I think they kind of need to be expensive just mm-hmm. because they're not open one day a week, which doesn't seem like that much, but they are losing a lot of money that way. And they give out so much free food. Like, I went there once. I got entirely, like, I think spicy chicken sandwich, large fries, and a large root beer, all for free. Just because that month they were having, like, free chicken sandwiches. I had enough points for fries, and I knew someone working there, and they gave me a free drink.
Yeah, the app is crazy.
It's really nice. Like, everyone should have the Chick-fil-A app.
Yes, for sure.
Funny story. I had a problem with my iPhone, which I had many, many problems with my iPhone. And I had to contact Apple customer service or whatever. And I was on the phone with them for, like, 2 hours. And this one lady comes on. She, like, takes control of my screen. She has, like, a little, like, mouse on my screen. It was really cool. showing me, like, what I need to do to, like, fix my ID, like, was, like, canceled or something. It was something where, like, I couldn't use my Apple ID and I couldn't download apps or anything. So this woman is showing me and she, like, scrolls through my stuff to find my app store. And she goes back, she's like, not to be off topic or anything, but she's like, love this app, best app ever. And she's circling it with her mouse, and it's the Chick-fil-A app.
Accurate. It is the best app ever. It saved me so much money.
Like, just that little experience right there made that whole 2-hour conversation nice. Like, I hate when they're just straight to the point, I feel like. Like, same thing with, like, teachers. I like when they tell, like, their own story, you know?
Yeah.
Makes it a lot more enjoyable.
For sure.
But I know I go to Chick-fil-A a lot, and I've been there when the line is super, super long, and you go, oh, it's going to take forever. And that just, like, you're ordering, you're like, oh, crap, I didn't think about what I needed to order because I thought it was going to take a long time.
I feel like, I think the max amount of time I've waited in a Chick-fil-A drive-thru is probably, like, 7 minutes.
It's crazy fast. And especially now with, like, the quarantine, you'd think they wouldn't be really kicking it like they usually do, but no, they are.
It's crazy. I love Chick-fil-A.
And something that I did not like about their app is that they don't have an orange option for cars. Because we went in there not too long ago, and I have an orange Jeep Wrangler. So I was, like, looking for, like, Jeep or something at the top because I don't know what model my car is or whatever. So I was like, maybe SUV. I click on that, and the closest thing they had was gold or red. So I was like, gold maybe?
The guy came out, the manager, and we were like, you don't have an orange option on your app. And he's like, yeah, I know.
Like, I feel like they should have all colors, or just, like, I've seen so many orange cars, like, just orange Jeeps too. I pass orange Jeeps all the time.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of weird they don't have an orange option. Now time to go eat. What are you thinking, Chick-fil-A?
Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
But not the one.
Not the one closest to us. The one the town over.
Couple towns over.
Is it like a county over, maybe?
No. It's still Lake County.
It is. I don't think so.
It is.
It's just close to Cuyahoga, isn't it? Or
kind of. Willowick is closer to Cuyahoga.
Ah, Ohio. Filled with mysteries.
And fast food places.
And fast food places.
Highly recommend.
Do you think Starbucks would be considered fast food? Or like Dunkin'?
I feel like those are just cafe. Or like
cafe?
Coffee shops.
Because I know, especially at my work, they will go and like get entire meals at Dunkin' or something. Like, oh, I'm going to go to Starbucks. Does anyone want anything? And people get sandwiches and stuff like that. So I feel like it is becoming more fast food, but not fast coffee.
Yeah, I don't see fast it that beverage. Way. I see it as a coffee place with, like, a muffin for breakfast or something. Yeah. I'm not white enough to really choose.
Yeah. At my work, everyone goes to Dunkin'. And one day someone was like, do you want anything? And I was like, you know what? I didn't really bring lunch today, so I am really hungry. So I'll get, like, a sandwich or something because my mom had a coupon for it or something. So I was like, oh, I'll get two sandwiches for the price of one or something. And I'm on the app, and I'm looking around. I'm like, okay, whatever one's the cheapest or whatever. And I'm scrolling through. I was like, oh, this one looks kind of good. It was, like, something sausage or whatever. So I click on it, and it comes, and I take a bite off, and I go, this meat is disgusting. I was like, it tastes like poopy. And I told, like, my coworker, I was like, it kind of tastes like poopy. And they're like, really? That's weird. I was like, yeah. I was like, I must not like Dunkin's meat. I kept on saying, like, I don't like Dunkin'. Like, their meat is really gross. And one of my coworkers who's vegan is like, did you get the Beyond Meat selection by any chance? I was like, what does that mean? She's like, the vegan option. And I was like, I don't know. All I know is the Dunkin's meat tastes like poopy. And she looks at my receipt. And sure enough, it was the vegan meat option.
Ew.
And another vegan I work with was like, there's no way you could tell the difference between the two. I was like, no, I could. I was like, because I kept on saying it tasted really gross. And she's like, there's no way. I don't believe you. And I was like, ask my other coworker who I literally told them that I didn't like Dunkin's meat. I totally thought it was just Dunkin's meat. I didn't think it was a vegan option. they need to say like vegan on it or something, not beyond meat. Like, I thought that was just extra meat or something.
That's not nasty.
And I feel like there's so many Starbucks popping up all over the place. Like, the street we live off of, it's like two Starbucks, I think. two Taco Bells, I think, on the same street.
Yeah. Two Wendy's. Who knows how many McDonald's?
Oh my gosh, I didn't think about that. Something I like about McDonald's, though, is they have, like, options for, like, college students.
Hmm.
What is it called? Not internships, something else. Scholarships.
Oh, that's nice.
They have scholarships. Because I know my friend was like, oh, yeah, when I go to college, they'll give me, like, I can apply for this scholarship or something, which was really nice.
If you work at Chick-fil-A, you can get scholarships, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I was surprised McDonald's was doing that. But he hated his job so much that he quit. So he didn't get anything. I always wanted to work at Chick-fil-A, but I never wanted to work fast food.
Yeah, after growing up in a fast food place for 16 years, I think I've done my share of working in a fast food place. I'm done.
Done for life?
Pretty much. Yeah. I think if you're going to go to a fast food place, don't have high expectations. I don't think I did. It's just, it really...
I mean, your family always, like, disses the one close to you. I feel like you guys are always,
that's because it's never right. Either they send us, like, too much food, too little food. They get orders completely messed up. They put hot fudge on our chicken tenders. Like, I didn't know that was a sauce option. But okay. It's always messy. If you're going to go to a place, be really, really specific. Go to Chick-fil-A.
Moral of the story, go to Chick-fil-A.
Or the correct Dairy Queen.
Or just get ice cream.
Really. You're welcome.
Actually, Chick-fil-A's ice cream, not a fan.
No.
Not a fan at all. It tastes like water to me.
I'm going to get ice cream. I'm going to East Coast or Dairy Queen.
That settles it. We're going to Chick-fil-A right now and we're getting ice cream.
Yep. Good night.
Good.
The end.
Eat healthy.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A out.
We out.